Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The founder of Facebook's Odd, Mysterious, Fascinating History of Pittsburgh is John Szolkowski. We always look forward to our conversations. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So we're talking about an anniversary of sorts in the baseball variety.
Yeah, this is a great baseball trivia fact for you. And you might have heard the name Connie Mack before, of course, because of the Connie Mack Stadium. But Connie Mack was actually the manager for the Pittsburgh Pirates. And he began his long career in 1894 with his first win. He also holds two Major League Baseball records to this day. One being the most wins as a manager with 3,731. He also holds the record for the most losses as a manager with 3,948.
And this is the 124th anniversary of his first game?
Oh, yeah, that is. His first game as a manager, and that was for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Now, we love our trivia run here when it comes to the history of Pittsburgh. The Battle of Fort Duquesne and how Grant Street, it's not Ulysses Grant, right?
That's right. Not Ulysses S. Grant. It was James Grant. James Grant, the Laird of Ballindalloch.
What?
Title. Yeah. He was a leader of a small regiment of Highlanders. Just like you think the movie Braveheart, you know, the Highlanders, like kilts and all, bagpipes. Those people from that regiment came here to Pittsburgh to fight for the British. They decided to, while they were kind of coming down into French-occupied Pittsburgh at the time, Fort Duquesne, James Grant was the leader of the small regiment, about 800 people, to the French, which only had about 500 people here in Pittsburgh. And he decided to kind of split his group in half and have half of them literally just march straight down from Grant's Hill, okay, which is where the courthouse is today downtown, and just ambush all of the French. But of course, as soon as they started playing bagpipes, you know, and the drums and everything like that, the Native Americans and the French were alerted to this, and they completely surrounded our troops.
Nice way to try to sneak up on somebody. Hey, yeah. The bagpipes.
Yeah, in fact, they ended up taking almost everyone prisoner. Well, they killed 104 people. 220 were wounded. And this was compared to the French's 8 losses. They captured James Grant. They held him prisoner at POW at Fort Duquesne, and he failed in that particular incursion. Although they knew that John Forbes, who had a much larger regiment of about 6,000, 7,000 people, were marching this way to kind of put the final nail in the coffin to the French and tell them to get out, which they did a month later in November, and they actually burned Fort Duquesne down to the ground, or blew it up, per se, and left it just the remains. And that's what we found once everyone from John Forbes, and John Forbes is the one who is the credited with naming Pittsburgh.
Let's go much more modern times to 1964, a very significant date.
Oh, yeah. That's September 14th, 1964, Beatlemania. It's the Berg. And when I say Beatlemania, it's the Berg. Beatlemania really hits the Berg. You know, the Beatles were on a tour of just playing 24 cities, okay? And we were the 20th stop on their 24 cities. And almost every single concert leading up to this was craziness was happening on their first American tour. I mean, things were being thrown at them. People were falling through roofs. people were getting fist fights. You know, I mean, word got out. You know, so by the time they showed up here to Pittsburgh, I mean, there was pandemonium. Of course, Pat the Caesar was the one who brought them here to Pittsburgh. And, of course, as many of you know, that Chuck Brinkman was the one who introduced them on stage.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.